Number one for urban contemporary gospel on the net, Salt FM.
Tune in, turn it up, listen.
Spicing your world with the word.
Hi, my name is Uncle Charles. I'm a broadcaster and the founder of the African Gospel Music and Media Awards. You're listening to Be Inspired with Shoggy Tosh on Salt FM in London, UK. Keep on being inspired.
hello, it's Shoggy Tosh again in the building. Well, I'm not alone in the building now. I've got Isabella.
Yes.
You know, she's here. She's just fresh from Nigeria. They always say fresh off the boat, but she didn't take a boat. I'm sure she took like a rocket or like a private jet, but it's such a honor to have her here. I just want to blow her horn a little bit before she, because she normally does it. She blows other people's horns, so I have to retaliate now. You know, it's such a honor to have her. She's someone that, you know, I really admire.
Thank you.
She's someone that I look up to. She's a little bit taller than me. I don't know if it's the high heels, but I'll just say for the record, you know, she's a little bit taller with the high heels. She's a woman of God that preaches a word, that, you know, has a lot of charities and does a lot of things. She's a singer-songwriter.
Amen.
She, you know, one thing that she does that really inspires me is being a mentor to a lot of upcoming artists and a lot of people, you know, out there in the world.
Amen.
And because of her humility, she might not know how big she is. But I'll put it this way, that, you know, the God in her is big.
Amen.
The God in her is even, I can say, biggest. If I can put it that, the big one do it. You know, she's someone that, you know, I really, you know, I just look at your post, you know, I speak to you and I learn a lot from you.
Thank you
and
so much.
And thank you for honoring, you know, my invite.
I'm so honored.
Being my first guest on Be Inspired with Shaggy.
Yes.
I'm how
really,
are you?
I am doing great. Blessed. Thank God for everything. Thing. And it's really an honor to be here.
Wow.
Yeah, to be the first on the show as well is really. And you're doing really well.
Thank you.
You know, I'm sitting
guys,
here
I'm shaking. You wouldn't see me shaking, but I'm shaking. Because normally the funny things like when you're on TV, like our radio is nothing, you know, that's a feeling. But now I know radio is something.
Yeah, but thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming down. And how was your trip? Because I know you're just fresh from Nigeria.
Oh my goodness.
How did you translate from the heat to the cold?
I mean, I grew up in Nigeria, so it's not the heat, you know, my body can get used to it.
Wow.
And it's fine. I mean, sometimes tough because it's quite hot in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But I'm used to it. It's something that, you know, whenever I go back, I think my body's just used to it. It readjusts.
Wow.
And then I get back to the UK and I have to readjust again. But it was a very hectic time, but a very fulfilling time.
Wow, okay.
Because we had quite a number of worship programs, or worship events in three cities in Nigeria. So we had, the first one was in Lagos.
Wow.
It's actually tagged Worship Without Walls.
Wow. I saw some pictures. So
yes, that's right.
I was paparazzing you.
Yeah, so we had one in Lagos on the 12th of February. Then we had on the 19th Port Harcourt.
Wow.
We took it to Port Harcourt.
Wow.
And last Friday on the 24th, we had it in Abuja.
Wow.
And I came back on Saturday morning, so the next morning I was because I'm also working on my next music projects with a couple of producers in Nigeria.
Is that your next album?
I had to my next two, 7th and 8th.
So I'm gonna ask you about that. I don't know how you do that. I'm a little baby artist, but you know, I've even done one yet. I've done four singles, so 8 albums.
Yes. So that kept me very busy.
Wow.
But this is how I like to describe it. I say I was soaring on the wings of grace because it was past my human strength.
Man.
Because every day was something, singing or something.
Traffic moving around.
You know, so just thank God for everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll just, you know, thank you guys for tuning in. I can see Yemi Oladipo from Nigeria tuned in, you know, on Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in. And, you know, I'll be trying to acknowledge you as much as we can. Beshi, actually, we went to secondary school together in Lagos.
Oh, right.
You know, huge, huge friend of mine. He's very big.
Wow.
Big frame like this. So he's tuned in as well. He's in the UK.
Oh, that's
thank you.
Great.
Valerie Ranghead, thank you for tuning in. You know, and guys, you know, just as soon as I see your comments and I see you in, I'll just be acknowledging you.
That's good.
Yes, so far those are the people. So yeah, so did you bring any suya for me? Because I know, you know, you can't come empty-handed. You know, you don't come to a king empty-handed. So because you know the suya we have here, it's kind of, it's okay, but it's not the real
deal. It's the British one. We have the Niger one.
The ones there, hey.
But the funny thing, I ate a lot of chicken suya in Nigeria, not the beef.
That was going to be my next question, because like when I went to Nigeria the last time, I was like, I was waiting, like I was going to do mama puts. I planned everything. But for whatever reason, my system just didn't blend with, you know, Nigeria.
Yeah.
And I just had this running stomach. I was as thin. I'm lekpa. Lekpa, she was Lekpa. If for you guys are probably not Nigerian, not African, it means kind of skinny, you know. So you could imagine me losing weight on top of that again. So how was the food? How did you, were you able to eat anything? Or
Not anything, but that was particularly because I was weight conscious. Because every time I go to Nigeria, I come back, you know. So I made up, I said to myself, and my husband was helping me as well.
Okay.
Said, I'm not going to eat all that pounded yam and everything. No, but I was having soup and I was having all
pepper
the
soup
nice
and all that,
things.
You know?
Yeah, pepper soup, proper soup as well.
Wow.
But it's just, I wasn't having the swallows, the fufus with it.
Wow.
And everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was so that made it really interesting. We had a great time in Nigeria.
The way you're smiling now, I know that was interesting. It was definitely interesting.
It was, yeah.
Wow.
Nigeria, I love Nigeria. I do love Nigeria.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter what goes on. It's the only country I have. Well, I'm also British, but my heart really, yeah.
I mean, you touched it earlier, you know, it's a grace of God, you know, because you need that strength to be able to, because you're not just traveling for holidays, you're actually ministering and, you know, touching lives.
Yes.
So, and your mother as well, you know, which you don't shy away from. So, I can't say I don't know how you cope. I know it's God, you know, and I really appreciate the grace of God upon your life.
Thank you so much.
Do you understand?
Much.
I really cherish it. I'm tapping into it. Are you not feeling some virtue? I'm not touching the corner of your garment, but you should feel it now.
I saw that.
Because Jesus in the Bible, he looks around. Like,
actually, maybe I should interview you as a father. I saw a video of you and your daughter. I think it was in the train.
You even had time to see that in Nigeria. Oh, don't mind me. You know, I'm mischievous in a good way anyway. But today's all about you. So you have to maybe when you get your own radio show, your own TV show, which I'm sure that, you know, you'll be a wonderful presenter if you want to do that.
Thank you.
Prophet Austin Moses. I'm sure Isabella, you know Prophet Austin Moses.
Oh, I know him.
Thank you, sir, for tuning in.
Yes, absolutely.
Sir, I know my koboko is in your hand because, you know, I haven't been able to reach out. So please, but thank you so much, sir, for tuning in. And Prophet Austin said, God bless you, Shoggy, and Pastor Isabella. See, there was no pastor in front of my name. It's just Shoggy.
Yeah.
But Pastor Isabella. So guys, in case you didn't know, Isabella is a pastor as well.
Oh.
Or pastoress, you know, however you want to call it.
Pastoress.
Merlin Ellis, thank you so much for tuning in from Manchester. That's a very good sister of mine, Merlin. You know, she's a top dog with Pierre, Brandon, and she has her own clothing line. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for your support. Guys, please tune in and drop your comments.
Prophet. I can see Prophet Austin Moses.
Lovely.
Yes.
I just want to throw this to you. You do inspire me a lot, as I said earlier.
Oh, thank you.
I just hope your head won't, you know.
No.
There's this song that Rooftop MC did with Cobams, Orimiwu Elagemo. So, you know, you understand your belly a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I have to give you a crash course.
My husband, actually, he grew up in Lagos, so
he understands it very well.
He speaks it very well, everything.
It means my head gets swollen, please, God, just smack it.
Bring
so
it
that
back
I can come
to,
back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So if
that's my prayer as well.
So if at any time all these things I'm saying, if it's just let me know. I have a little cane here, so I can stand it for God.
No, not from you. It'll be from God. Okay.
You so much inspire me.
Thank you.
There was something that happened recently, and I hope you wouldn't mind me sharing this, and I'm sure you put more light on it. You had a post on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you were sharing about, you know, the hard times, how from uni days, you know, how you struggled, you know, with your fiancé that time.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, how you stuck by him.
Yes.
And, you know, even when things were like, you had something going on, and he had something going on, but maybe not as flowing as it should be.
Yes.
And you stood in the gap. And I love the wisdom in which you not only presented it, you know, on social network, but, you know, what you actually did.
Yeah.
You made sure that you, obviously, your hubby didn't feel bad, and you were in support, you know, submissive, you know. And for me, you know, that was so, I learned from that.
Yes.
You know, I learned from that. And,
amen.
You know, I learned from the way you present your things, you know, your graphics, because I'm a graphics man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it shows your character.
Yeah.
My mentor, Reverend Natasha, would say you can tell a character of a person through the person's handwriting.
Yes.
Now, handwriting might not just be what you write, but what you type and everything.
Absolutely.
And you do inspire
me
a lot.
You
inspire a lot of people. What is behind that inspiration, and what is behind your humility? Which, you know, like the example that I just gave now, that helped you to keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm saying this so that people that are listening can tap into this as well.
Yes. Do you know what? I would just summarize things by saying I realize that who I am or what I've done or what I'm doing is only by the grace of God.
Mm.
If you remove grace from a man, Eh? What he has is disgrace.
Wow.
And I realize that. So I know that at every point in time, it's always in my consciousness. I never forget that the reason I'm standing is the grace of God. It's not because I'm better than the next person. It's not because, you know, I'm better behaved as such.
Yeah.
Although character does matter and it does count.
Yes.
Funny enough, when we got married, myself and my husband, we were not born again.
I want you to blow that horn. Guys, 1995.
We got married in 1995.
You recently did your celebration.
22nd.
22nd.
Yes, yes. So, we were not born again.
Wow.
However, I know that...
Whilst you were at uni?
Yeah, whilst we were at uni, we were not born again.
You have to tell us some of the things you did. I asked you,
all things are passed away and all things have become new.
It is true. That's because it's handcuffed me. I can't see anything anymore.
You know? So, it was after we got married that we got born again. And it started with myself.
Wow.
You know, I was invited to a church. And anyway, and he saw the changes in me.
Yeah.
And so you
got born again first?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And 6 months later, he became born again. And after he became born again, he was like, fire, fire.
Wow.
And you know, I got born again before you. How come you love God more? You know. But anyway, but one thing is that right from the start, we were friends.
Okay.
We're very close in age.
Wow.
So we were friends first. We didn't even start dating. We were just friends at first. University of Nigeria, Nsukka.
Wow, Nsukka.
Yes.
UNN.
Yes, UNN. Wow. That's where we both went to uni.
Okay.
And after that, and then I came to the UK for about a year plus. And then after I went back again.
Okay.
And that was when we got married.
Wow.
And after we got married, as it happened in those days, we had from the wedding, you know, we had some presents, some cash. From my father-in-law,
Oh yes.
And then we got offered a business deal, which looked very interesting and very like it was going to be a profitable thing.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it was with the wrong people, and so we lost all that money within a few months of getting married. And that, you know, put us obviously in very difficult situations. But I think the fact that we were already friends, that I knew him, he knew me, that understanding between us meant that what should have caused a big issue, because it was very early in the marriage.
Yeah.
And already...
And that normally scatters some.
And when you're newly married, you already have other things to contend with.
Yes.
The fact that this person has come from a different world, you have come from a different world, both of you are in the same house, living together and everything.
Yeah.
We already had to grapple with that. But, you know, but we were friends for 7 years before this.
Wow. So the importance of courting is so important.
Very, very important. Very important. And so to go to kind of survive, in quotes, that period, I got a job.
Those are tough times, weren't they?
It shows on your face as you're narrating. No, seriously, it was very tough. I mean, because it's been so long now, many days we didn't have any food in the house.
And this is why, you know, you pardon me for trying to dig this out, because a lot of people just see you and like, wow, Isabella, I want to be her.
Yeah.
You know, she has it easy.
Yeah.
And they don't see.
They don't know. They don't know. It's years. And because, you know, it didn't even occur to me that I could be any other way.
Wow.
Because we were friends and that understanding was there. It was like, okay, while he's struggling, I can see. And I want to make this clear, because some women, after that post on Instagram, they were writing me privately saying, well, what if he's a lazy man? He's been like that for 10 years. I'm not encouraging laziness, and I'm not encouraging the women to take the part of the man, to become the provider of the home. But what I'm saying is, as a helpmate, when your husband is going through a tough time, a difficult period, it's not the time to prove to him that I make more money than you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's the time. It doesn't change your position in the home. That's why you're a helpmate. You're helping out for a period of time while he recoups and while he gets back on his feet.
Yes.
And that's the essence of what I was saying.
Wow.
And so I got a job in a school, and I said, you know, I used to earn 17,000 naira.
Wow.
Good money, although it didn't cover all the bills, but it was good money. Yeah. At least it was tiding us over for that period of time. And I used to be an aerobics instructor as well. So I used to work in a gym in the evening. So in the mornings, I would go to the school, and in the evenings, I would go to the gym, take the classes just for some extra money. Wow. And I used to sell what you call the secondhand kind of like leotards and exercise gear. I would go to the market and buy those things and bring it in and sell to people. And for me, that was just, it was so natural to me. I wasn't even thinking, oh, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
And as I said in that post, up until now, when we talk about those days, it was close to 2 years that this was happening. So it wasn't in a day. It wasn't like after 3 months, he got another job. Anyway, I think I'm taking a lot of time talking about that.
It's so important for listeners.
Absolutely. We talk about it, I remember the few times that we've had to kind of think about the past, the things we've been through. He would tell me, listen, you know why you will always be my queen? Because when I was down and out, you didn't look down on me. You know, you didn't insult me. You didn't make me feel like I was less of a man just because you were the one bringing in the money or the finances at the time.
Yeah.
You know? So I tell people, I mean, that's only part of the story. That's only one out of many. You know, when the children started coming and times where we've lost, we bless God. It's just the grace of God. And when we lost a business, even here in the UK a few years ago, that we invested a large sum of money, and we lost it not because it was careless or anything, but you know, just one thing led to the other. So it's a lot of experiences. It's not only about money. It's about so many other things.
I really bless God for your life.
You know,
I'm just gonna go to the music. How did the music come in? Were you born with a silver music spoon
in your mouth?
Or what inspired the music?
I wish. Do you know, I got born again in 1995. Before then, I've always been a writer. Let me put it that way. Even before
a writer, as in a songwriter?
Songwriter, story writer, script writer. I've always had that kind of passion for writing.
Okay.
Even in my secondary school, I remember my English teacher used to use my comprehension book as an example to the class. I was really good in English, you know. And so I've always been a writer. And I noticed right from a young age that it was a gift.
Yeah.
From God. But I'm not one of those people that wished as a child, oh, I'm going to be singing and all that.
Yeah.
For me, it was more about when I believed that the Spirit of the Lord impressed it upon my heart.
Yeah.
It gave me a very clear vision. And by then, I was already writing songs.
Okay.
Yeah, I was writing songs.
Please carry on.
So, when he spoke, or when I believed the Lord impressed upon me, it was a very clear vision. It was a very clear. 1997.
Wow.
Just after I got born again. And I was writing songs, and the choir within the church would minister the songs. And then once in a while.
But then you never sang.
I sang once in a while. Okay. I wasn't a member of the choir or anything. But when the Lord spoke to me, in fact, at that time, it was such a ridiculous thing for me to even share it. I was so ashamed to share with anybody. I was, because I'm thinking, I don't know anything about music. I didn't go to school about music. I didn't, you know, I haven't been backups. You know, most people that sing, they've pursued it for a long time. Yeah. They've been backing vocalists for one name or the other.
Yes.
All of that, they've been choir members or choir leaders. I wasn't any of that. And so when he spoke to me about it, I began to write even more songs. He was just giving me songs.
But
so
you
many
obeyed.
Songs.
That's a key as
Yes. And that vision, when he said, I want you to put down some of these songs I'm giving you. This was in 1997. And I didn't enter the studio until 2009.
Wow.
Yeah.
12 years after.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You know, 2009 was my first time of stepping into the studio.
But you kept writing.
I kept writing, and in the year 2000, I was more or less made a choir leader, a worship leader.
Wow!
And I was still a babe.
Was that in Nigeria?
No, here.
Here in UK.
When I moved to the UK.
Which assembly?
It's the Father's House.
Wow.
International Church, which is still my church till today. That's where I worship.
Wow.
I wasn't a pastor then. That's, you know, it's in the same church where I become a pastor. So, I was told, you know, we joined the church 3 months later. The pastor had a meeting with everybody and said, all right, somebody's got to be the worship leader.
Yeah.
And he just said, you are the worship leader. I was terrified.
Wow.
You know, it's like, what? I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start from. But that was my training ground from 2000 for 9 years.
Wow.
You know, I was in the house of the Lord being grounded, learning, serving, being grounded in the word.
Yeah.
You know, and most people don't like that word service. Most people don't want
Everybody
to serve.
Wants to be served.
Everybody wants to be in the platform, to be, you know, out there. But it's so important to be grounded.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that God gave me that opportunity to be rooted and grounded in a church.
Yeah.
Because it's a cold world out there.
If
you're not grounded, storms will come, you know. So I thank God. So that was what led me into the music ministry.
Wow.
And once I just obeyed and stepped out, it was like the songs, you know.
Yeah.
So
we're going to touch more about your music, but I just want to quickly, because we're going to go on a little short break just in a minute or so. Isabella's still here, you know. And we're going to, but I just want to acknowledge, Merlin is in the building.
Merlin.
Hi, Merlin from Manchester. There's Odumosu Rachel from Nigeria. Eloho FMWA.
Eloho, is she there?
Yeah, she's there.
Hello, Eloho, you can see me.
Eloho is a wonderful presenter as well, artist, and you know, she does a lot of things, and she's someone I admire as well. Kerry Rogers from Uganda, thank you so much for joining
in.
Maureen Dennis from Birmingham, that's a good sister of mine, an artist as well. And Josie T. Josie T is from Nigeria, you know, a good brother of mine, an artist as well, that is doing very well.
Yeah.
And Charles Obalanle, that's from Nigeria as well, that's a good brother of mine. So thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
Share with everyone what is going on. And we're going to go on break just very, very soon. But, you know, just stay tuned. Isabella is still in the building.
Yeah.
You can listen to more songs. And there's more stuff coming. So just enjoy.
God bless you.
Just enjoy. So yes, guys, you're still on Be Inspired with Shoggy Tosh on Salt FM, and yes, enjoy.
You're listening to Be Inspired with Shoggy Tosh. Keep on being inspired.
I see the cloud, I hear the sound, the roll from the breaking the silence, like a rushing wind, like a flowing stream, like a shining star, Jesus is here.
listening to a wonderful song of Isabella, which I really like, Jesus is Here.
Yes.
A lot of artists at times they shy away from using the name Jesus, not Isabella. She's direct in your face.
Oh, yes.
Like, Jesus is here.
That's right. It's the reason I sing.
It's the reason why we live, you know, and yeah. I love that about you. You're still on Salt FM. On Be Inspired with Shoggy Tosh, it's such a honor to be here. You know, I still need to pinch myself that actually I'm actually on radio. But
yes,
yeah. And I'm here with Isabella.
You are doing so well.
Blotching. You know, in Nigeria, from the Ibadan side, we say blotching. I'm blotching.
You're blotching.
So yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying yourself, and we still have Isabella in the building, and yeah, there's so many things that you know. I just need to get Isabella back. You know. In the studio, because you know time is not enough, you know. She has so many things to tell us. But thank you guys for stitching in on social networks. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your lovely comments. There's Joseph David that said fantastic. Oh, thank you so much. Eloho said awesome, kudos and well done.
Yeah.
And she said, hey big sis, love you. She didn't say hey to me, but that's all right. Isabella's day, you know. And Ola Dakbo Olo is a good brother of mine, you know, he's tuning in as well. And thank you guys for tuning in. You know, if I can't acknowledge you, just please pardon me.
Thank you for tuning in.
And enjoy. And yes, basically Be Inspired with Shoggy Tosh will be on every Mondays and every Saturdays 8 to 10. So please, you know, just make sure that you tell someone. Tell your enemies, tell your friends, tell everyone around you.
Tell everyone.
Yes, and let them tune in. Isabella, it's such a honor having you.
Thank you so
much.
That
was Jesus is Here.
Yes.
My darling, you know, I love your songs, but that Dependable God is just, I don't know, it's
praise
just.
Praise God.
It just, I wanted to just put it down. It was just holding on to me. You know? I was like, I just, the melody, you know, the message, you know, and all your songs are wonderful, but that's just my baby, you know.
Amen.
You know, if you don't mind, I've snatched that song from you.
So praise God.
Thank you for still being in the building. And the music, we're talking about your music. You have six albums and there's two more albums coming.
Yes.
What's the secret behind all these albums? Because you're not just dropping albums, you're dropping quality songs.
Yes.
You're featuring the right people, because I love the way you feature. You don't just feature, you know. I can tell that God leads you to whoever you're going to feature.
Oh, absolutely.
So just tell us a little bit about that, and tell us, you know, in a nutshell, your upcoming, you know, projects.
Okay. Well, I'm working with a fantastic producer in Lagos called Wilson Joel. He's known as Music Magnet.
I know about Wilson Joel.
He's, you know, he's really good. I'm very happy. That's for my seventh album, which actually the Lord has impressed to call it Indescribable.
Wow.
So that's the title of the album. It's got 13 songs, mostly.
Are people aware of the name before, or is this an exclusive?
Well, I've kind of hinted on Instagram,
okay,
but I haven't said it officially.
So guys, we've got an exclusive on Indescribable.
And there's actually a single within the album called Indescribable.
Indescribable.
It's a worship song.
Okay.
And so that's the Indescribable album, which will be in the next month or so. I should be releasing the first single from that album, titled Omnipotent God.
Wow.
I'm just saying that now.
Get all these
publicly.
Huge titles, you know, because they're quite important. You know, that's what people will see.
Oh yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Before they listen
and
to the song.
And then I'm also working with another young man who's actually quite a good producer in Abuja, called Niyipi.
Wow.
And Niyipi, the album is actually a worship devotional. It's almost like some of it is soaking music.
Wow.
Which will be released. I think that album will be released early next year, because I'm not going to release two albums this year.
Yes, yes.
It costs
a lot as well, so it's good to
Yeah,
spread,
yeah. So I'm going to also release some singles from that album.
Okay.
So in the next few months, I've sort of got a lot lined up, but I've just been saying to the Lord in prayer, please, you know, I don't. There's just too much going on.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to be focused, and when I'm doing something, to do it well.
Yeah.
I don't want to rush through anything. Because, you know, it's got to be according to the leading of the Lord.
Yes.
And of course, I've been working on a book called
I know you're right.
Ministry of Wifehood.
Wow.
Which is from where I've been borrowing some things and
some
just
of those
throwing
things that you just
out.
Like boom, you just drop
yeah,
it like
yeah,
a bomb.
Yeah. And I've been working on,
guys, if you're not following Isabella, please just check her out on Twitter. To the point that I know her handle is on Isabella. on Twitter is Isabella Melody without an S.
Yes, right. You got
on Instagram,
yes,
Isabella Melodies.
Melodies.
And on Facebook, Although her account is full, but I'm sure she has another account. She has another account.
I have a page. It's Isabella Melodies, as well.
Melodies page, so which you can follow. Please make sure that you follow her. And please don't just listen to these songs and don't go to those sites where you can rip songs. Please just go on iTunes, go on Google Play and just download her songs and sow into her ministry. And not just by downloading the song. She didn't pay me to say this, by the way. But like, it's just something I wanted to say out of my heart. You know,
thank you.
At times you can even ask for account details and put something inside. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Because you know, all of us can't do the same thing. God has put you on earth. He has equipped you to do what you're doing.
Yes.
And it's so important for you to be filled. You're not begging for anything. You know, you're filled up. Your pockets are filled up in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
But you need more.
Amen.
You need more to be able to do more. The vision is quite big. So please support her. If the Lord lays anything on your heart, make sure you follow her, make sure you hit her up, and make sure you support her.
Amen. Amen. You know, that's what I was going to say. Something I can't remember what I was going to say.
It will come.
But,
come.
You know, it will come to me. But as I say, actually, in the last, it's pleasantly surprising, but in the last few months, you know, I've been hearing, because to put the music online, there's this CD Baby. I'm sure you
know. Yes, CD Baby, yes.
They've been sending me quite a few checks.
That's quite good.
So that, you know, and that's quite encouraging. It's not necessarily about the money, it's just that more people are actually downloading the songs.
Yes.
And so, I give all the glory to God.
Well,
you know,
any videos coming? Because I love.
Ah.
Let me sit down very well. I love your videos. You know, Ubi is a good brother of mine, and you know, you guys, you know, because you know, at times you can get like a wonderful director, but at times, you know, some artists will say, you know, I want this shot on the moon.
Yeah.
And the director will say, we can't go on the moon. We have to do this on the moon. And at times, you know, when the argument is going, you know, you don't get the best, even though the director is good and the artist is good.
Yes.
But you guys kind of blend together and your videos are just beautiful. The locations, the houses.
Yeah.
Chai!
Yeah.
In Nigeria, we say, when you say chai,
that means
you have to go and look in the Chamber Dictionary.
It has entered your brain.
Hey, it has entered the brain. Let me use my Nigerian say, it has entered the brain. So, you know, any videos coming out, are you planning anything?
I do plan to. I don't know if you follow the ministry, but I do like to release the singles with videos. Now, because there's so many singles to be released, I'm not going to release a video with every one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, definitely. I mean, Yuvi has become more than a director. He's family to me. So when we sit down, we plan things and it's like, okay. And in fact, I trust him so much now that if he says no, we're not doing that.
Let's do this.
It's like I just let it go, and because I trust his judgment and I know he has my best interest at heart. And I want to encourage more people to kind of foster that kind of relationship, whether it's your producer, whether it's director,
it's
anyone
so
you work with, it's so important.
That would depend
to
on the output.
Oh yes, absolutely. It's important to connect on a deeper level than just that professional. There's a spiritual aspect to what we do, especially in the gospel ministry,
so
you know, in the music ministry.
So true.
What we do is much more than just putting out songs there.
Yeah.
So, yes, there will be a few.
But you haven't chosen
a couple
which
of videos.
Song.
I kind of have an idea.
You don't
I know.
Want to share it with us exclusively?
Not yet, because I haven't
I'm trying to milk out the exclusives, but, you know, I understand, because there's time for everything.
There's time for everything. But, yes, it will happen. It will happen. And I'm really excited, because I think, let me share this. You know, the seventh album, which is being produced by Wilson Joel, Music Magnet, the Lord laid something in my heart. He said to me, you know, seven is a very significant number.
Perfection.
Yes, perfection, completion. And he said to me, that album is actually going to be the end of a phase of ministry. I didn't understand it at the time, but
with eight is
each
new
day,
beginning as well.
And he said to me, the eighth album, which is good, it's a new beginning. He says,
so Grammys, you have to just you have to clear the shelf. You know, I missed speaking Nigeria, all this Nigerian, you know. You have to clear the shelves so there's enough space, because I know you're multi-award winning, but you know,
if the awards come, great, but you know,
that's not the focus.
That's not my focus, and that's not what motivates me.
Yeah.
But the Lord's clearly impressed upon my heart that with the seventh album, that it's the end of a phase, and it will be a glorious end to that phase.
Amen.
But the eighth album that's coming out is a new beginning to a different phase and a different, a higher dimension in him.
Yeah.
And I have to say, for me, it's not really about singing. In the last, I would say last 18 months,
yes,
the Lord has really been refocusing me. Although the song, I will always be a worshiper in that sense of in songs and things like that. But he's made me more. He said, listen, what I need from your heart. One is place me first. It's the love for me. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is the love for the people. So my passion is to build. My passion is to extend my hand and pull people up. Yeah. That's my passion. And that's God's passion as well. It's for his people. When
and Isabella, you do that.
Oh,
I know there can always be more, but you do. I admire the way you bring people together and the way you involve people.
I praise God
for
that.
Your mentor, Tony, I should care with this stuff.
Yes, oh, beautiful.
So, which is, and she tells me something that I won't share on air, but good things.
Yeah, thank God. And I say to people, I was talking to somebody last week and I said two things. I said, listen, when my time has come and I leave this side of eternity, above everything else, above being remembered as a gospel artist, as a multiple award winning this, that, even as a wife, as a mother, I want the my heartfelt desire.
Yeah.
I want to be remembered, one, as a woman who loved God genuinely with a pure heart.
Yeah.
And I want to be remembered as a woman who loved people. If I'm remembered as those two, then my purpose is fulfilled.
Chikena.
I will be resting in peace.
Wow. And you are accessible because, you know, at times, obviously, there's a lot of fans and it's not easy at times to entertain them all. But I love one thing about you, because one thing I noticed about Jesus is that he's accessible.
Yes.
And even the point when the kids wanted to come to Jesus and the disciple was trying to bounce the kids.
Yes.
He was like, ah, guys, what are you doing? Do you understand? You're accessible and I really admire that.
Thank you so
because,
much.
Because that access, you know, gives hope to a lot of other people, you know.
Yes, yes.
And the lot of young artists, you know, who you help, who you advise. And this just lead to, you know, we don't have enough time, but you know, we have to bring you back.
Yes,
you know, it's a new show, and so far, you know, it's 2 hours. You have to play music and top 10 countdown, and so many other things coming.
Yes.
But you know, what advice would you like to give to the loads of people listening to you, you know, from all over the world right now?
Yes,
what advice would you give to an artist or a minister or someone that just wants to do a new project? You know, they find it a little bit difficult. What advice from your experience would you love to give?
From my experience, what I would always say, number one, always remember who the boss is. Remember who you're working for. Remember who sent you in the first place, assuming you haven't sent yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Assuming, I like that.
Remember who sent you. Yeah. Remember that you're a messenger. And don't allow yourself to be distracted or be sidelined or for people to break your focus from what you have been sent to do. Because sometimes the societal pressure is, oh, do this because this is what is reigning now.
Yeah.
This is what people will like now. Do it.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you leave what God has sent you to do. And you're listening and following the voices of people.
Yeah.
By all means, get a mentor. By all means, get advice, godly counsel.
Yeah.
But always know who has the final say in your ministry. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I would say this. Don't always wait until your bank account is full. Because if you wait before you do anything that the Lord has instructed you, you're going to be there for a long time. You know, sometimes people say, oh, her husband is rich and she can do it. And I just laugh because, yes, he's rich.
I'm glad you said this because I heard it as well.
And people say that. But sometimes when I step out to do a project, I don't have £100 in my account. But because I trust God and I know I've heard God and he said, go ahead and do it.
You didn't send yourself.
Yes. I step out in faith.
Yeah.
And I trust him to provide the finances needed. Sometimes I start a project of 13 songs and each song is what? £1,000, whatever. And I'm thinking, oh my God. I go to God and I'm like, Father, hey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So don't wait until you have it all together. If he speaks and you know that he has, step out in faith.
Yes.
Begin to talk to people. Yes. Begin to talk to producers. Begin to do something. Don't stay there and say, because God has not provided. If he gave you that vision, just step out in faith and watch him do the, you know, provide what is needed. Sometimes, you see, God will bless you with the things that money can buy and the things that money cannot buy.
I like that.
He'll bless you with relationships and networks that will favor you so much more than what money can buy.
Yes.
And I believe in that. So for me, remember who the boss is, and two, walk by faith. Step out. Don't wait until things are perfect and you have all the money in your account. account.
I love this. We're going to play one of your songs very soon.
Okay.
You know, it's just another powerful song, Jesus Be Lifted Higher.
Yes.
What made you, you know, I said, you know, before, like, you know, there's some radio stations who would obviously, you know, black out Jesus and what have you. And some artists, you know, I'm not hitting anyone, but, you know, for me personally, you know, that's the most beautiful name.
Hey,
yeah, I was going to mention that name in a minute. I'll acknowledge you properly. But, like, you know, I admire that about you, you know, the way you promote, if I can put it that way, the name of Jesus. You don't hide it. Because that's the most beautiful name. That's the most powerful
name. Oh, my goodness.
Do you understand? It's just five letters, but, you know, one word, but, you know, very, very powerful. You know, I say kudos, you know, to you for that. So we're going to play, you know, Jesus Be Lifted Higher. So I'll let you introduce that. We have, you know, some few minutes. But before we do that, I would just like to acknowledge Pastor Julie Praistek. Hey, Pastor Julie.
Woman,
the way she
God.
Dresses. Eh? She said, hello, my people. The way she dresses. And Pastor Peter as well.
Daughter
man.
Of Zion.
Plus, the way they dance.
My people. Oh,
their ministry, you know, their blessing to you, to myself,
yes,
and to many people,
yes,
you know, in the gospel,
yes.
In the gospel field. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank
Love you.
You
big time.
Love
thank you.
You,
William Michael Forbes, honoring your soul and spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yay.
People are tuning in all over the world, and thank you so much. Please share, you know, this with everybody so that people can tune in. You know, you're still listening to Salt FM, you know, on Be Inspired with Shaggy Tosh. It's a honor. It's a honor. So
Thank you so much.
One thing I admire about you as well, that you do things well.
Thank you.
you know, at times you don't need money to do things well. Obviously. Yes. As a man thinketh, as the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so he is. And that goes for a woman as well.
Yes,
yeah, man, woman.
Yes, yes.
But I love the way you do quality, you know, your graphics, your videos, your production. Because at times, you've done a lot of work, so you've kind of covered both bridges, which I'm quite happy with. Because, like, let's say you've just done, like, maybe four singles, and you've done them very well.
Yeah.
People will say, oh, yeah, it's just four singles.
Yeah.
But by God's grace, you're going to release eight albums.
Yes.
And the quality, the clarity, you know, the mixing, the mastering.
Yes.
You know, as I said, I'm a baby artist, and it's not easy, my people.
It's not easy. And for me, it's been a journey of growth.
Mm.
Because when I started my first album, I didn't even know it was important to find a good producer. For me, there was a studio next to my house. It wasn't far.
Yeah.
For me, the convenience. But as I've grown, I've found out that it's so important
who produces. Yes.
Both, not just about the excellence of the production,
yeah.
The spiritual aspect of it is so important. One of my albums was produced by a non-Christian. At the beginning, I didn't even, to me, those things didn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've come to understand that it's important to work with people who have a heart for God, who are in tune with the heart of God, so that when you sing that song, they interpret it well.
And they feel the soul in it.
They're tapping from the same source that you're tapping from. It's so important.
Wow.
So
there's so much to say, but, you know, we're just about to hear your wonderful song. Just in like 10 seconds, tell us, you know, just introduce Jesus Be Lifted as it comes up.
Oh, Jesus Be Lifted Higher. I mean, at the end of the day, his name is lifted high above every other name. And so enjoy him. Enjoy him. Jesus Be Lifted
Salt
Higher.
Salt FM, Be Inspired with Shaggy Tosh. Jesus. Can I hear you guys say it?
Jesus.
Be lifted.
Jesus.
Enjoy.
Be inspired with Shaggy Tosh. Keep on being inspired.
To the setting of the same, I will sing you one new song, to the glory of your name. Oh, Jesus, be lifted higher above all others. To you your name is greater, thy name
yet to save the world you came. Even though you did no wrong, yet you bought the sinner's shame.
And the word. And more music.
It's a good mix.
Salt FM.
It's good. I listen to it
all day, every day.
Every day.
Day.
Every day.
Entertainment that inspires.